Hey everyone, welcome back to the Owners Meetings. Mike Wobshaw joined by Jenny Varentas from the MMQB, a senior writer at the MMQB. You guys do a lot of good work and it looks like you have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just being here and being able to cover everything that's going on in the league, and we get to look at different story angles sometimes, a little bit more in-depth stuff. That's what I enjoy the most.
Yep, and you know, one of your colleagues, of course, is Peter King. He was sitting there at the table for the beginning of Mike Zimmer's breakfast with reporters, and he obviously had some interesting questions. You've been here at the owners' meetings. What have you been keeping your eye on?
I'm just asking a couple different things, you know, what rules changes coaches might want to see in the future. That's a big topic, obviously, with the catch rule changing. So sort of got me thinking, what else is on coaches' minds? It seems like instant replay is one that everyone seems to hate. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going anywhere. I think the catch rule is a big change. They're just basically, instead of tweaking the rule, just totally rewriting it and starting from the ground up to try to eliminate something that's kind of been hanging over the league for the last few seasons.
It seems like with the catch rule and maybe even with some other rules related to instant replay, one of the things is trying to take away subjectivity, right? And make it more black and white. Is that kind of what you're picking up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with the catch rule, it just seemed like it varied so much the way it was enforced throughout the season, and there were so many high profile examples of it looked like a catch to the eyes but then it wasn't, and then it seemed the rules in the postseason were a little bit different, it was enforced a little bit differently. So I think that sort of opened it up to say, you know, a totally new rule and make, you know, a little bit more common sense catch rules, and also eliminate some of these, correct some of these examples, and it all kind of started with the Dez Bryant catch.
Yeah, it did. That's right. All right, Kirk Cousins, we signed him. You know, he's going to play quarterback for us, okay? So we're all very excited about this. But I want to know what you think about that and what you think about the union of Kirk Cousins and the Vikings.
I think it made the most sense for him from the beginning, just because, you know, he was going to sign a shorter-term deal, 3 years, and the Vikings are in a position where, you know, obviously – coming off an NFC championship game, I think he wanted to go to a team that was successful, that, you know, he'd look in the short term and win a lot of games with. And it's just a great pairing for both sides. You know, obviously there'll be a lot of pressure on him when you get a contract of that size. But I think for him, the feeling of going to work every day and having this, the big contract extension that he never really got with Washington, I feel like that kind of, you know, if you have that security and that investment from the team more than anything, I feel like that just makes a difference in what it feels like to go to work every day. You heard him mention that a few times, and I feel like that's a big part of it.
We have the draft coming up, but for the most part, I think we know the composition of the teams. So when you look at the NFC North and you sort of cast your gaze down the road, handicap it for us in 2018. I'm not going to ask you who's going to win it. You don't know that. But, you know, how would you assess the Vikings' chances of remaining division champions? They have won two of the last three.
Yeah, I mean, obviously what Mike Zimmer has done since he got there was just kind of subtly take steps forward, right? I mean, that's a division with Aaron Rodgers in it. So it's been a tough division to compete in, but Mike Zimmer has found a way to do that. Whatever formula works, he's got this great defense, and now he's got a quarterback, franchise quarterback in Kirk Cousins. So I think it's a great pairing. I think it's a foundation for sustained success, starting with you know, kind of the culture that Zimmer has created there. They're definitely, it's the Packers and the Vikings. It's what it's been the last few years, and I think that's how I see it this year, too.
Alrighty. You do great work at the MMQB. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it, Jenny.
No problem. Thanks for having me.